blueprint makes deep cuts in social programs. It boosts defense and border spending. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare. It's not proven. And they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
The budget proposal sent to Capitol Hill by President Trump will cut off funding to sanctuary cities. Mark Mayfield has more.
The Wall Street Journal reports that cities, counties, and states that don't hold people in jail when federal immigration authorities request it could lose millions of dollars in grant money. According to the Journal, the budget sent to Congress yesterday ordered state and local governments to hold suspected illegal immigrants for up to 48 hours. The rule is designed to give Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers more time to take custody of people who could be deported.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is in Turkey celebrating the rebuilding of schools.
We as the international community need to continue to support and strengthen the Syrian people.
Uluslararası toplum olarak bizler Suriyeli insanları desteklemeye ve güçlü kılmaya devam etmeliyiz.
And we look forward to doing more of these projects and partnerships together with you.
And the NBA is saying now that North Carolina has repealed their bathroom bill, they're going to be bringing the NBA All-Star Game to Charlotte in 2019. USA Radio News.
The savings keep stacking up at Lumber Liquidators' Summer Stackout Sale. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, like a Vela Woodlook tile. It's an extra 20% off with coupon. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Get pre-finished hardwood from $149, including $1 off per square foot on Bellawood. Plus, overstock, small lots, and more from just 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, stack up the savings at Lumber Liquidators today.
A young girl who thought she got away with vandalizing her school had a mom who said, "No, you don't." Here's the story.
The 10-year-old was busted vandalizing her school at Carine de la Estrella Elementary on the last day of school. The principal says since school was out, he didn't really have a punishment for the young girl. Well, the girl's mom posted about the ordeal, asking if any business owners needed help, that she would volunteer her daughter. The kid now has a few days of picking up after dogs in her future, as well as helping teachers set up for the East Valley Engineering for Kids Camp. I'm Jason Campadonia.
One of the largest emeralds ever found has been uncovered in Brazil. Here's a story from Mark Mayfield.
The giant stone is more than 4 feet tall and was found last month deep underground in the northern part of the country. It's been sold to an unnamed buyer for an undisclosed price, but a similar emerald found in the same region in 2001 was valued at $310 million. The owner's lawyer says the rare find will be exhibited in museums and libraries around the South American country.
Despite his saying he's going to invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, Democrats still aren't backing off former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. California Democrat Adam Schiff says the House Intelligence Committee will subpoena Flynn after he refused to voluntarily testify before the committee. Flynn again repeating, even if he's subpoenaed, he's going to invoke his Fifth Amendment right. Some sources close to the committee say that Flynn has been pushing for immunity. Representative Schiff didn't completely rule it out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0000. 1-800-273-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right. Happy afternoon, I want to call it, I guess. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 3:05 on Wednesday, May 24th. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I have my dear friend, Bart Jackson, in studio today, again, co-hosting with me, and we're going to talk to you about your dreams and dusting them off and bringing them out and getting it done. But right now, if you're looking at the forecast tonight, showers likely, mainly after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 55. Thursday showers with thunderstorms also possible after 9 a.m., high near 63. On Thursday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm again, cloudy with a low of about 53. Then scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 74 on Friday. And then I think scattered showers continue before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low of about 55 on Friday night. And then it starts our holiday weekend. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 76. It is supposed to be gorgeous out on Saturday. Saturday night, little chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low about 56. Then chance of showers again with thunderstorms possible after 3 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of about 72 on Sunday. Same thing through the evening, mostly cloudy with a low about 58 on Sunday night. And then just a chance of showers, actually 50% is not too good, with a high of 74 on Memorial Day. So we are going to go to our quick break, and we'll be right back again with my guest, Bart Jackson. He is the host of the popular show, The Art of the CEO. He's a publisher many times over, traveled over 50 countries, maybe 70 now, I'm not even sure. And we're going to be talking to you about your dreams. So stay with us. One quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. Thanks so much for listening here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It is after 3 o'clock, 3:08 already, and Bart Jackson's here with me, co-hosting. What are we talking about today, Bart?
Jeannie, today we are going to talk about dusting off your dreams. We all have them. We put them up on a shelf, and we let the dust slowly settle down over it and tell ourselves, today is not the day. My friend, today is the day. Today we're going to change it. It's a matter of attitude and the timing. The timing has to be perfect. And by the way, today is perfect. We have with us Jeannie Murphy, who runs a show called Talented People. As everyone knows, it takes one to know one. She is, aww, and she is a dreamer and a doer. And those are the two things we want to marry today, dreaming and doing. I am reminded, and I have no idea why, but of my namesake president, Andrew Jackson. Now, when Andrew Jackson, after he was one of the most dynamic and totally revolutionizing of the office presidents of the United States, he came back, and when he died at age 76, a reporter came to the Hermitage, walked up the path, and saw one of Jackson's servants, and he said to him, he said, "Do you think your master's going to go to heaven?" And the fellow puts his head down and turns up and says, "Well, who's going to stop him?"
Oh, that's awesome.
And that is what I would wish for all of you. May they say, when you pass on into the great beyond, and when, in my case, when I go down below,
who's going to stop you from going
who's
up?
Who's
going
to stop you? And may they say that to all of you.
Yeah.
And so
that's a great story.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I've always thought is that Jim Batten, who was the head of the advertising firm Batten, Barton, Durstein and Osborne, he said, and I've always loved this, if you can give your children one gift, I would let it be the gift of enthusiasm. Well, we all have enthusiasms for those dreams. And I was thinking about this. What I often say on our show, The Art of the CEO, you have been gifted by the good Lord with the title and privileges of the chief executive officer of yourself. And that's the most important job you'll ever hold in your career. So will this be the day that you dust off your dreams? Well, there's two questions that you need to ask when you answer. And number one is, why not?
Why not?
And the other one is, why not? And there's two reasons. There's two ways. In other words, one is,
do it.
Let's get the enthusiasm behind it. Mm-hmm. The other is, let's be a little sensible about what these dreams are. Every dream is molded and repackaged before it comes into reality. So if your dream is to say, I want to go to Tasmania, and you say, that's fine, and the summer's coming and I have 2 weeks off in July, I'm going to go to Tasmania. Well, what you may want to say to yourself, why not? So as you start getting into the practicality, you're going to find out that summer here is winter there.
Weather forecast. What's the budget look like?
Right.
It's almost like a horse. I'm picturing what you're saying, like riding a horse, right?
Hmm.
And it's like you can just like gallop or canter or run, trot, right? And then you've got the bridle. In the mouth.
The old bit in the mouth.
Something's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
You second guess yourself, talk yourself out of it by just small little things.
Right. It's exactly true. But at the same time, you don't want the horse to just gallop until he dies.
Without, like you said, tweaking it.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You've got to look at it. And I think we'll start with a business venture because we all have had something, you know. I remember my father would sit down at the breakfast table and say, they ought to make honey this way or something. You know, everyone has those things like this. Of course, if you're like Jeannie and Jan Murphy, you say, you know, there should be a golf club that does this. But then they go ahead and they make it. They make it happen. And so that is
not quite, but thank you.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, I do like doing things, you know. It's true. Yeah. And go ahead.
And we all do. So I think that one of the ones that I've seen that makes the business ventures I've seen work really well are those which answer a problem. They don't start with, you know what I really like to do? They start with someone like Elise Benon, who started Marketing Mentor. She, which is a very thriving business that tells small businesses how to put themselves forward. And what she started out as sort of an organizer secretary for people, and what she realized is just by filing through their papers, she said, you know, there's a need here. These people are not getting their names out. They would have offers come in. They are not marketing themselves. She came up with a need. She saw the need. Right before I came off in here, I got off the phone with Mark Nathan, who's head of Tucker Toys, and he said, kids today are spending too much time on the couch. Sitting is the new smoking, and we have created a bunch of lounge lizards, and we encourage it, unfortunately.
Right.
And without getting into all that, because that's 17 other shows, the thing that really moves, he said, we're going to make a series of outdoor sports games that are easy and simple and that don't take the other 10 men on the football team, you know, and so he started that. But in each case, and you can go on forever, but in each case, these are people who looked at their dream and they said, what's the need?
Right, and be the solution. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, right.
They do. All right, hold on. We're going to our break. We're going to talk about Tucker Toys, too, because I actually have a history with them. And isn't it funny what a small world it is?
Truly, truly.
All right, we're dusting off our dreams here on Talented People. Hope you are, too. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Bart Jackson in studio. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right. Thanks again for listening to Talented People here. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest is Bart Jackson, co-hosting with me today. We are on Talented People, streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, the voice of business. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about dusting off our dreams, and we're hoping you are too.
Yes, we are. And indeed, I have many dreams, and for the recent grads out there, I think it's great that you all have them, and I'm going to give you an excellent way not to do it. When I got out of school, I said, I want to. In my case, it was run a magazine. So I wanted to run a magazine. I had no practical experience, so I studied other magazines. I put it all together. And it started with not I want, not what was the public need. Mm-hmm. And so it was called The Outdoorsman, and it soared magnificently for about 3 months and collapsed in a cloud of debt.
I didn't even know that. You were a publisher of that?
I worked very hard to keep that one hidden. It's right up there with John Wayne playing Genghis Khan. Some things you really just don't want to see.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But it was one of these things where I then... afterwards, I did what I should have done. I went out and had a successive number of jobs in other magazines as an editor, which is the one thing I didn't know how to do when I was qualified for. I got that, learned the trade, learned all about it. And had I started the magazine, had I done it in the reverse order? You know, it's sort of like getting pregnant before you get married. It ain't the right way. And
that's very interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. You have to sort of... There's nothing wrong with getting the right connecting with the right people. And speaking of connecting with the right people, as I understand it, I was just talking to Mark Nathan with Tucker Toys. As I understand it, you helped really put them in the forefront.
They helped themselves, I'll say, by their product line, which is really. I want to say that they are a traditional choice. They have a history. They're legendary at this point. Mm-hmm. I worked for the Parent Choice Awards program down in Timonium, Baltimore, which is a highly, highly respected award program.
Oh, sure. Everyone knows that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Tucker Toys had a number of award-winning products. I remember them. And then you said Tucker Toys. I'm like, oh, yeah. Parents Choice Gold, Parents Choice Silver. That was the way it was. And then again, to this day, they still, those accolades that you can get from a credible source, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. continue to create, I want to say, just generational reputation management and credibility.
Right.
So congratulations, Tucker Toys. Wow. We crossed paths again.
Oh. Well, they have just won an award for innovation and for their new toys, which they won the Association for Corporate Growth put them as one of the four greatest innovators of the year in New Jersey businesses, and they deserve it. And
that's amazing.
It is wonderful that when you have a dream that you can follow through on it, and if you start with a mission, I think it's fascinating. When you talked about the Parents' Choice Awards, mm-hmm. I haven't a child to my name, at least I'll admit to, and I have, and I've heard of the Parents' Choice Awards, and they are, and I want, this is a very, very important thing. If you have an interest, it doesn't have to be a business venture. If you have an interest in, I for a long time have had a great interest in the written word. I believe it is powerful. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe it's powerful, put it this way. You can come to a sign that says, no trespassing. Okay. And you can make your choice whether you're going to trespass or not. But when you, as I did in Hawaii, come to a sign slightly better written that says, is there life after death? Trespass and find out. It's all in the writing, my friend.
Yes, yes.
And so I've always believed
that's so true.
That better writing builds better minds.
Beware of dog.
Right. Yeah, right. I wish I'd had that on my prom night. I might have been a little anyway, we won't go there.
Oh,
and
God.
So it's been I decided that I wanted to get behind this, and there's a gal, a lovely lady, Janine Edwards, who is running the Princeton Writing Academy.
Oh, it's here.
And so I've decided that we at Prometheus got behind this, and we are sponsoring, and they're running a writing contest for anyone from third grade, right? They have categories, of course, and if you just go to Princeton Writing Academy, you can see that. And I've always felt that better writing builds better lives, really, for both the author and the reader. So that was a little idea I had, and you have to find a way to do it. And the whole key is, and no one knows this like Jeannie Murphy, is to get the right people, to connect with the right people. I found Janine, and I blew the dust off of my dream, went and contacted her. We talked a bit, and this thing is coming.
Well, wait. Okay. First of all, we all know, at least I know, so much of the level of philanthropy that you do and support mm-hmm. out there to the community. You know, the books that you have in the program in Trenton to drop off on the side and the boxes and so on,
yeah.
In addition to so many other things. What is this contest about? Like you say, writing contests. Third grade and up.
Well, we picked it from grammar school, third grade to sixth grade, and then middle school mm-hmm. has another category, and high school has another. The high school one, by the way, demands a bit of humor. It says
good.
It was I believe the topic is the learning from experience. The time I learned, and it has to be a humorous tale.
Wow.
So, but nonfiction. So that was the sort of thing. And
I'm thinking of a bunch of stuff right now.
Oh yes, what I've
and mine's all funny for
right,
sure.
Yes,
bad.
Sadly, mine is sort of tragicomedy. I mean, it's a tragedy only to me, and it's utterly laughable to anyone who says, "How can anyone be that stupid?" And
God,
so we can all have that.
No,
we can all have that fun.
That's
and,
really cool. What a great
yeah.
challenge.
And it's such fun to
oh,
do
yeah.
this. And it, I think, and I'm really looking forward to this because
what,
I want
do you have an
to,
idea when it starts, when it ends?
Okay. It can start, you can start, if you go to, if you just Google Princeton Writing Academy, the flyer is up there. It's also going around in schools and local libraries, but that's the easiest way to find it. The deadline is August 20th. It will be in the fall. There are cash prizes. There are also honorary prizes
nice.
And some publicity for those, some public appearances. If you want it, no one is forcing you to.
Well, opportunity.
And we're going to have fun with it. And I think what we want to do is see
kids write their very, very best. We want to see young people.
That's awesome. I love
Put their minds to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember even in my own journey in writing, my managing editor back from Fisher Books, the publisher back in Arizona, like 25 years ago at this point, she said to me something after the books came out. She said, authoring a book is like a cup of coffee mm-hmm. in this day and age. This is like when Starbucks, this is actually 20 years ago, uh-huh. was starting to come out. And she said, it's like there's always been like the coffee grounds.
Right.
But the
right.
flavors change. And she's like, you could do so much as a writer and author. Things just, you know, it goes into so many different directions. So I love what you're doing to those kids. Like sharing with them, first of all, if it's a comedy, like kind of entertaining and they have to have a little humor, if they can get to the point where they're real mm-hmm. and they can really share the funniest things that they have and be real and read themselves and nonfiction. And then they'll start to build their community and so on. And then once they really do put the foot in the water and become real to themselves,
yeah.
not the name, not the image, then their world is their oyster.
That's so true, Jeannie. What a wonderful truth. We have here a quill pen moment.
Yay! I got a quill pen moment.
Jeannie has just come up with a timeless truth, and that is the better you know yourself, the better able you are to be yourself, because all the fears and all the peer pressures and all the wonderful prefixed menus that people have for you to follow, you can judge because you say, I know what I am.
That's a great part. I got to tell you, I'm so thrilled to be an honorary of your quill pen moment. Because, I mean, by the way, again, you know, Bart Jackson is the host of the very popular show, The Art of the CEO. He has CEOs like Google's CEO and the lady who does the GPS, like, turn left, destination, you reached your destination, like interviewing these people. But he always says that the most important person is to be the art of the CEO of yourself.
Absolutely.
And he
true.
Publishes all kinds of leadership books, and you could just find him anywhere. Again, it's Bart Jackson. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're still going to continue on because we don't have to stop right now, learning more about dusting off the dreams. So go mm-hmm. ahead, back to you.
Okay. Well, you know, I hinted at, and I'd like to follow through a little further on this. You have your dreams. Dreams are like fine scotch. It's best when shared.
Nice.
And I think
agreed.
This is true.
It is
but
true.
The it's also most practical when shared. You really want to take a dream and mold it as yourself, as something that you want to do, but then share it. And what happens is, it's, as we said with writing, the truth comes in the telling. As you tell it with someone and explain it to someone, you shape it, the listener shapes it, and you come together. It is a marvelous blending. So take that dream that you've got, that you've been thinking about, and take your least critical, most supportive buddy, best beloved, whomever, and share it. Tentatively put it forth, put it out there, and then roll it around in the batter and see what happens, see what comes out of it. You've got to mold it. Remember, what's the great line? I think it was Edison who said, thinking are our dreams without implementation are hallucinations.
No.
And that works in business. We have a lot of idea people who say, you know what you should do? And I say, oh, can you help us do it? Oh, you mean like I have to like lift the anvil and carry it? You know. But so there is
that's
this
very cool.
Lift the anvil and carrying it, which we can get to if...
it's a hallucination unless you fulfill it.
Unless you work at fulfilling. Hmm. And the thing about it is that you're going to want to. Every dream has a marvelous fantasy vision of yourself. I want to be in the NFL, and I want to throw a touchdown pass. I see it. I can see myself doing it. And that is going to... Now, every touchdown pass thrown by every NFL quarterback is preceded by thousands and thousands of push-ups and long hours of weightlifting and things.
I bet.
That you
strategies
might not,
on the chalkboard.
Right. But you're going to find them all an awful lot easier. If I say drop and give me 50, you're going to go, oh, I got to do 50 push-ups. But if you're doing this as part of your dream. Dreams are an endless motivator. They're what you want to work and live toward and live for. It helps this moment become a little more endurable and a little more enjoyable. At the same time, it gives you a reason for doing whatever you're doing.
I love it. I love the positivity. I love the thought of it. I'm thinking about what you were saying about people who surround themselves with people one way or the other, and you're suggesting that they get someone that they can confide in mm-hmm. to share, which I
right.
love, because
uh-huh.
once you put it out there, it's out there uh-huh. in the universe to help. It could be anybody. Like, you know, I've listened to a lot of interesting conversations where even parents have talked to their kids mm. about their ideas, and the kids are the ones, because they're not like tainted or anything, jaded. They're like, go for it.
Yeah.
And then you can see just actually like a coach kind of thing, a librarian, someone who just says, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm here every day and that's a really good idea and mm-hmm. I can help you. Here's some, you know, readings and stories and books that you could mm-hmm. look at to model by if you mm-hmm. don't have any idea where you're going.
Well, you know, something that has come into our society now, which I think is just wonderful, it's the term bucket list. Mm-hmm. The things you want to do before you die or before your wife finds out. And
God.
Yes. Right.
I love it. You're
it was
so
like,
funny.
What was that? The old Tom Lehrer joke. I majored in animal husbandry until they caught me at it one day. Anyway, the whole idea is that there are things that you want to do. And I remember there was the first gentleman to kayak down the Nile in 1950, and his name eludes me, so write into talented people, write the name. But
right in.
And he wrote down a list of when he was 12 years old, of all the things he wanted to do. One was write a book, one was meet the president, so on. And one was travel the entire length of the Nile. So he did it in 1950. It's about 100 years after Burton and Speck discovered the source, by the way, for those who were up on British Empire history.
Yes, I'm not. But, that's interesting. And, fascinating.
Yeah, so it's right up there with the Treaty of Westphalia. Nonetheless, you want to he worked away that they got folding kayaks that they could get to do this, because you have to get boats in there to do it and so forth and so on. And he worked this all out, and he said... He asked the two questions. He said, why not? And then he said, now why not? And so you say, well, I want to go down the Nile, but I have to get boats in there. Now, I am a long, experienced soul in trying to get canoes and kayaks into strange places, and it's very difficult. So he came up with the folding, these wood frame canvas kayaks that were on the market, but he found a way to do it.
Wow.
And it's amazing what you can find a way to do when you start. And
well, it's funny that you say that, because I was just listening to one of the archives here from Talented People Radio Show that I had in 2014 on the Parenting Matters show, and it was with NASA.
Right.
And my guest, Daryl Mitchell's his name, he's actually like the strategic partner person over there now at the Goddard down in, mm-hmm. you know, Maryland. He was talking about how they had to get the size of a tennis court, literally something the size of a tennis court,
uh-huh.
folded up into so small that it fit inside the rocket,
the space
so that
castle.
They could send it up there and open it up. And I mean, I was just listening to it, and I was like, that's fascinating. And like when you talk about the person...
It's like passing the national budget, right?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. They figured it out. Like you're saying about this guy with the kayak. Mm-hmm. He had to figure it out, and he did.
And you do. You do work it out. One of the marvelous things I will never forget, I have dealt with a lot of explorers in my times, and one of them is there's only one man who has ever paddled the... Amazon from source to mouth. And his name is Piotr Raczewski. He was part of a small group of Polish people that I met when
I was...
Aren't
there like alligators and all kinds of stuff in there?
Oh, God, yes. There's there's mosquitoes that could take away Donald Trump's hair in a single bite.
Oh,
and
I love his hair.
So
I will defend him always.
All right. Yes. Well, I understand he's wearing a yarmulke on it for nonetheless, we all got to do it. Anyway, the whole idea is that I'll never forget this. I was climbing. He discovered with his friends 23 new rivers that were totally unknown in Peru, and wow. Amazing. And so he and his group were just amazing explorers, and they always faced everything with it. We got to figure it out. We got to find it. Now we were going down into Colca Canyon, which is the world's deepest canyon. It's 8,000 feet deep. My wife and I and Piotr and a couple of friends and. They brought a camera. There was a cameraman who was going to do a television show on this, and
wow.
But he went down, and about the second day into it, his camera broke. The cameraman's camera broke. And he said, "I'm stuck. That's it. I can't do anything." Piotr said, "Okay." Piotr and his buddy Yurik got into the tent at night, took the whole camera apart. They'd never seen a television camera before. They were engineers or mining engineers. They spread it all out. They look at each piece. They looked at what was, and they finally found what was wrong. They repaired it with duct tape and chewing gum or whatever, and they put it all back. And by morning, the camera worked.
I love that story.
And that,
yeah, so it's not about what you can't do; it's about what you can do.
Yeah, right. If you
that's
assume,
a great, great story.
No, because
I'm inspired. I was watching a YouTube video of my carpet cleaner broke, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to watch this YouTube video. It's only 4 minutes long. I can fix my thing." And then I started watching. It was like, "Take out these four screws. Take out the motor." Uh-huh. So I'm like, I just called the warranty, whatever. But no, I'm inspired. That's a really good story. I love that.
Right, and we all have ways to do it. You start taking upon the screws, and you say, "This is not my thing." What is Jeannie Murphy's thing?
Good point.
What Jeannie's Murphy's thing is, I know somebody who can do everything. Jeannie knows people. So what Jeannie will probably do, she'll look at the 17th screw, pick out her cell phone, and say, "Irving, you're really good at this. Why don't you come over and lend me a hand?" And that's how Jeannie would do it.
You're right. It's exactly what I did.
But you see, and what she's doing is she's dealing from her strength. And this is what you want to do.
Interesting.
With whatever you're taking on.
So tell everybody out there, give us an example to those people out there listening, everybody who's sitting on the edge of their seat, I'm sure, saying, "What do I do? How do you find out what you do?"
And what you do well?
What you do well.
Actually, your very best tool is sitting in a chair with a little memory and reflecting. Lighting a fire is good. Not to someone's hair. But and just sitting and contemplating, reviewing your life, those times that you were successful at something, view what you've done before, and view some of the challenges that have come by you, and how you solved them, and
that's great.
There are many people
really
who would never.
We don't
ask anybody else.
And we don't take time to sit there and kind of meditate on what it is that we do really well or that we want, what we like to do and what we want to do, what we can do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And this is the way. The point is there was a George Bush Sr. when he was president. There was a big joke about he went to a grocery store and they had just come in with the scanners. And he said, "Wow, that's really neat. I've never seen one." And all the rest of the world had been dealing with them. But he said,
"What was it?"
And it was, one of these scanners that they have
that gives
the price. Mm-hmm. But then you think, well, why should he?
Right.
He doesn't buy it. But what he could do is he could, which he did right very shortly after that, he went over and made a deal with the Europe Agricultural community that was able to work with the American community for the first time. So we have our ways. Each have our strengths. And it's very funny. We all have a bit of bias. We think our strength is the only strength. If you don't believe it, go to academia. Talk to college professors. They tend to be among the most disgruntled group of folks in the world because they believe I'm really, really smart at this and this. And
And they are. There's no doubt about it. And so, therefore, I should be getting paid more. I should be more appreciated. I should be – there should be greater fame, whatever compensation you'd love to have. And the truth is, smart is great. Smart is necessary. Nothing banishes fear in this life like smart. But what you really need is – this is why you reach out and partner. If you want to get the bridge built, then you call a senator who knows how to get the deals through and get the funding behind it and talk to the people and so forth.
Love it. Oh, how insightful and so true. That is very, very, very intense information there. I'm just picturing it. And I hear you, disgruntled. All right. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, 341. My guest is Bart Jackson. He is the art of the very popular show, The Art of the CEO. He's my co-host here, too. So we're talking about dusting off your dream, and we're going to go to our break. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying your day. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of May, 341 in the afternoon. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:44 in the afternoon. I'm with Bart Jackson, co-hosting today, and we're talking about dusting off your dreams. I want to remind you that Community Day, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, is actually, it's their big day, Community Day. It's coming up on June 3rd, so make sure you mark your calendars and come and visit us down in Ringo's at the 4-H Fair location to just kind of get involved with the community and learn all about everything that's going on. So anyway, okay, Bart.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jeannie, because really, we are separating ourselves inadvertently. There's a lot of reasons, technology and so forth. We are taking ourselves away and apart from the community. And we see it all over, and thus we see all the clubs that are going down, the Elks, the Shriners, the Moose, the Aardvarks, all going, losing memberships and dwindling, whereas people, interestingly, have never been more lonely than they are now. But the point is that this is where all your help is going to come from. And if you have a dream, if you have something you want to start, and you've done step one, you've asked why and why not, you've done step two, you've talked to the supporter who is going to sit there and help you mold a little bit. And now the three parts is, and to this we come to the voice of Dan Connolly, head of the Entrepreneur Association, and you aren't a business until you have clients. Now, if you raise that up to about 80 decibels, that's how he instructs entrepreneurs with the gentility of a rhinoceros with a harpoon in its liver. But he really takes this, and it's so true.
Right.
So your next step, if you have a dream, and it involves a business or something like that, let's say you're going to launch some sort of venture, nonprofit or profit, talk to your clients. If it's a nonprofit, talk to your potential donor. Talk to someone and see what they feel. Get a couple of them. Have them over to dinner. Feed them. Have everything. Let every business meeting be a celebration for this new dream. Do it with wine. Do it with some homemade cocoa that you made. Do it with a meal. And make it fun for everybody who gets involved. So when they really say, I want to go follow what Jeannie's doing, and 90% of it may be, I just always have fun when I'm over at Jeannie's or whatever. But
I agree. I like being around people who are fun too. And yeah. I always refer my work back to, like, not meaning my work, but mm-hmm. anything I have opportunity-wise for my friends, because mm-hmm. I love hanging out with my friends who tell me what they want.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't ask, you don't get kind of thing too.
Exactly, exactly. And you're going to find people who support this. And it's very interesting. If you look at the whole idea of Kickstarter and the many, many online funding things, the people who give to those funds who say, this book needs to be written, or this particular new kind of corkscrew is just so valuable in life, they're saying, this is the real attitude that is loosening up the purse strings of the people who kick in a little funding is, this is neat.
Right.
It sounds like fun.
They're enthusiastic for the
right.
person.
Yes. This is circular is congressional reasoning. Wonderful.
Right. Be enthusiastic and then be around people who are enthusiastic for you is what you're saying too, huh?
Right.
That's
exactly.
So cool.
And mm-hmm. you will find them. And if you, I do recommend everyone sort of says, well, the first round of funding is family, fools, and friends, and then we move on to the really serious stuff. Actually, don't kick aside those first three too rapidly, because frankly, Scarlett, they are the ones who are not only going to put down bucks, but they're going to put down enthusiasm. The next layers of funding or support in any way are going to be the people who have their own agenda. They're going to be shareholders. They're going to be venture capitalists.
Interesting.
They're going to be people who want something
out of it.
You're right.
You're right.
But the first ones
right.
are the ones who are in it for the love of it. And the term amateur comes from the Latin amo, meaning to love. And I think that this is that you want people behind it who are going to love what you're doing.
That's awesome.
And
I agree.
It's very, very vital that you stick with those people. And so when you've got your dream and you see it molding in your shirt, and then write it down a little. Start writing it down. It doesn't have to be a business plan. Mm-hmm. Don't. No one said that you have to form fit it to someone else's
right, I agree.
Thing, plan, and so that, you know. I mean, I think, yes, if you have a business, go to SCORE, go to the library, find out the business helpers. The people I know who are in SCORE and in the entrepreneurial incubators, they are dedicated and talented beyond your ability to pay for them. Marvelous.
Right.
So do
right.
get in with that.
Use the resources that you have that are there for you.
You have already paid, by the way, for your you've already paid for your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You have already paid for your consulting programs. You already have. That's what it's the public library. Go there and say, I need to find out how many people would be interested in how many people use, I'm coming up with a new bottle. How many people
use glass bottles nowadays? How many people, or whatever? All of that
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And go to their reference desk. They'll help you. They don't just say.
You don't even have to go there anymore. You can log in from your computer with your library card and access the resources that they have for like ridiculous resources that people pay for independently when they don't really get to know what's available in the library system.
And there are businesses that look up in the state. There are three major business libraries. One's in Newark, one's in Trenton, and I forget where the other one is. I'll ask. But you could go there, and if you make an appointment, they will literally display before you an entire marketing plan. And have you paid for this? Yes, you have, with your taxes, my friend. So what's the key to every business? Taking advantage of what you have. And what you got? You've already paid for this. So I'm a great fan of libraries.
I can tell. So am I. Yes. High five to the library.
All right. To the library. Hey.
Okay. It's a feast, like you say on the Art of the CEO show.
Oh,
the library is a feast.
Feast of wisdom. And there are many utensils to pry your way in. And
everything I love you is right there.
Before the age of the internet, which shows you how old I am, I used to phone. I would always phone questions into the library.
When you were doing writing?
Right. And when I was doing the writing. And my wife was a librarian, went to a county fair, and they linked up a phone line, and they had stumped the librarian. And people would come along, and they would ask a question. I mean, I used to ask
ridiculous
things. That's
so fun.
I asked, what was the weight of the Pennsylvania Capitol building, and they found it.
Oh my God! How could they? And before the internet,
these are people who.
I always want to know, how do they get all that information on the internet?
How do they get on the internet?
How?
There is, again, why do people do anything? Human desire, craving. What's the desire? The desire is to show that you know something. Desire is to be published, and that's what you are.
Uh-huh.
You're
right
on the internet.
Uh-huh.
You're published. Everyone wants to have their stuff seen. And they also think, businesses also think, well, if I have a website, it'll do me good and so forth, financially and so forth. And which it may
so
or may
simple.
Not. But
I can't believe I'm so stupid.
People want to. So it's everything that really explodes and expands. Look for the deep human craving behind it. And
that is so interesting, because you're right. The content's being provided because people want to share it, because they want to have it linked back to them. So it's like there's more and more and more.
Yeah.
I spent half the day researching because my Mac computer did something funky. And so I was looking up, you know, the resources.
You mean a computer did something funky? I'm stunned. Yes.
I had something to do with it, I'm sure. But it was like I was trying to figure out how to fix it. And there were so many different, like, forums and stuff. Whatever. Anyway, so give me back some more about, like, on our, like, task list here. Dusting off the dreams. It's already
all right. Well, the other thing. So when you start doing it, and you really then have to set yourself up space and time. That's those are the dimensions you really want to deal with right off. If you set yourself up an actual space in your house or your cellar or your office or, the closet of your mistress or
the
whatever.
The gazebo.
This is a great time.
That's what I
this
like
is
to
a
work.
Great time of year. There was what was that marvelous book, Making Money in Your Underwear?
And
it was,
like
it told how to, and you could, it was saying, use it. But set up a space that is for this and this alone.
Okay.
Set up also times that you want to set up. Set goals, but don't kill yourself on them. But set up times to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And make these points. And here's the thing. Take that dream. Take what you want to do. But break it into steps. And then say, I'm going to work on it this many hours a day, 15 minutes a day, whatever it is. I'm going to work on it and make those as important as your doctor's appointment.
Ah.
In other words, they're real. You can't say, I'll do it when I want to. The number of unwritten novels that get scribbled on because washing my nylons comes first. Every single appointment that you put on that on your
calendar takes place, will naturally take preference. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I have to call Mary at 4 o'clock. That will take preference over my working on my dream.
Right.
Why? Because I've written it down. Okay, write it down. I remember John Kennedy said something. I was reading his diaries, and he would set apart time to think about a certain subject. He says, all right, at 3 o'clock on Friday, I'm going to think about the Cuban situation.
That's so interesting.
And
wow.
And he makes an appointment with himself to think. And what a wonderful
That's
idea.
Great. Yeah, put it on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I call my mom every day at 5 o'clock.
Right.
If I didn't put something on the calendar to make sure I did something mm-hmm. else, I would just call my mom. I wouldn't get it done.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, it's good.
And that's mm-hmm. what it takes.
Sometimes people just have this actually also kind of like, and not for the people out there where we're talking about dusting off your dream, do it. Sometimes there's the personality that they just can't even stop thinking about it. It has to go.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. that you're lucky if you get powered by that. But in the meantime, put it on the calendar. What else you got there?
Well,
you got 2 minutes left.
All right. The one thing I would say then, I would leave you with is, let your dream be an action. It doesn't have to be a goal, an achievable physical end. For instance, I have taken up, my wife got me as a Christmas gift a couple of years ago, piano lessons. And so
That's awesome.
I set apart half an hour every day. I practice my piano. And I don't have any goals in terms of what I would like. I've set a few songs off. I mean, I practice certain songs, but if I don't say I've got to have this one nailed down by May 31st.
So you're flexible with your
right,
with your plan.
Because it, why? Because the dream is the doing. And that's, may the dream be the doing, and may enthusiasm follow you your whole life long, for you can forge it.
How perfect is that? We're ending right now at 3:57 in the afternoon, Bart. Thank you so much for those perfect words to end on. Do you want to add anything to it? I wouldn't if I were you, but I wanted to say thank you for being here.
Sometimes it is better to shut your mouth than keep on talking and everybody know what a fool you really are. So I will end it right here.
All right. Thank you guys all out there for listening to Talented People today. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Again, Bart Jackson in studio. Love when he's here sharing all the wisdom that he has. Today was dusting off a dream. So hopefully by next week when we get back on the radio again here that you'll have yours dusted off. Thanks again for listening in. And have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have now spoken to the immediate family of all those that sadly died in Monday's attack, and that they are being supported by specially trained family liaison officers.
Manchester police telling reporters they've been able to identify all of the victims of the Manchester Islamic terrorist attack. The spokesman went on to say, now that Britain's terrorist level is set to critical, the army is working alongside local police in many communities.
With the announcement from the Prime Minister last night of the increase in the threat level to critical, you will be aware that the military are supporting policing across the country.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says that he will issue a subpoena to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, despite the fact Flynn said, if called to testify, he'll just invoke the Fifth Amendment. California's Adam Schiff said the decision was made because Flynn would not voluntarily testify. USA Radio News.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Important pieces of legislation passed that will help improve the lives of our veterans.
Tennessee Representative Phil Rowe handling the passage of legislation in a bipartisan manner through the House aimed at increasing benefits for veterans and shoring up support for the nation's wounded warriors. Here's Maine Representative Bruce Polquin.
It was our first Commander-in-Chief, George Washington, who said in effect that we can never expect our young men and women to step forward and serve our country in uniform